Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
I just can't hate bringing this back from the Wayback Machine. 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Steve Lohr is here, folks. I'm very excited about having Steve on the show. He is he covers technology and business and economics for the New York Times. Has been now for a number of years, a couple of decades. He's the author of Dataism and probably some others that I don't know. Oh, also Go To, that's another one of his books. And he's a member of Pulitzer Prize-winning team on explanatory reporting. So he's got the credentials and the goods. And if you listen to the last segment, you know he's got the come across. Hey, Steve, I want to talk to you about what you've been thinking about lately about small businesses and technology, some of the tech trends. You come up with the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I want you to share some of those ideas with us.
Sure. Look, technology, whether its effect on small business or anything else, is always a sort of a two-edged sword. I mean, since the beginning of time, fire you can cook your food with, or burned on your hut. The automobile polluted the air, kills people on the roads, right, and so forth. But it liberated people for individual freedom, movement, and the development of markets.
Did to farming. Put people who raise horses out of business. But look how much. But now we feed the world.
Yeah, with a relative handful of people compared to, what we once did in terms of the farming workforce. But, look, in terms of small business, and here, I'm not an expert the way you are, your people are, but, the positive here, of course, is that it's really lowered the barriers of entry, so you can get in, you can do things in a way you couldn't before with far fewer people and far more efficiently. Yesterday, I met with a startup that's in chronic disease management, diabetes, right? And they do everything from they've designed these very stylish little package for taking your drop of blood. It feeds right into the strip plugs, which is essentially a semiconductor, right? Right into a little device that then's Bluetooth to your iPhone or Android phone that goes up into the data in the cloud and so forth. And they can do, and they have consultants who
40 years ago that guy would have had to have done that
30
he would have done that at Johnson & Johnson,
thing, all the data scientists, everything, and one of the for the use of artificial intelligence, for example, for small business, the positive thing, they have four counselors who essentially handle 8,000 people. But what happens is, what you get in is it shows you what the glucose readings are for these people, and then it predicts who's likely to have a problem, either from high or low, within 12 hours, right?
And the news is not the accomplishment. The news is that it's a small company that's doing this, right?
It's all in. I mean, this would be armies of people for a big, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurer, major hospital chain. This is 30 people total.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the example. I mean, the other side, the negative side, the bad side, as you put it, is, look, if you're a small business that competes with these large platforms, whether it's, it's Amazon, it's Google, it's Facebook, whatever, right, then, you can – you have a decision, particularly on the distribution side, whether it's your marketing or your distribution of your products. I mean, do you partner with these people, or you get run over by them, or you go it alone?
Well, the main thing we try to do around here is remind people that the commodity war is over and we lost. We're not gonna be able to win the commodity war. We have to focus on the things that we do well, so the special sauce that we deliver that Amazon can't deliver. I tell people that Amazon will sell you 143 different back scratchers, but they can't scratch one back. So small business owners can do that, and we have to focus on that and focus on the customers who want their back scratched, not who just want a back scratcher. And that's the key. And the technology, what the technology is doing for us, Steve, is it's allowing us to somewhat replicate the experience that they're getting with Amazon. And what I'm trying to explain to people is customers don't expect you to win the race against Amazon, but they do expect you to run in that race. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and look, the kind of classic example with Amazon is probably retailing. To a degree, we've been through this before. Remember, I mean, it was, you know, first Walmart was going to kill everybody, right?
Yeah.
Now it's Amazon, and I do think that in competing in that world, you're not going to take them head on. I mean, you have
right.
to, you know, all the small businesses and shops and so forth that like in New York where I live. I mean, you know, it's distinctive personal. Relationships and distinctive offerings that they provide, as well as being able to look up, you know, what you have online and all the kind of things you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be able to take a first look in the digital world to see if you want to go to this restaurant, this, you know, this particular shop or whatever.
I think
that distinctive personal touch and knowing your all the old. Cliches about being really knowing your customer.
I am concerned thing, Steve, as we go to a break, I am concerned about one thing, and that is that the companies like Amazon and Google and Facebook and Microsoft, they do have capability that is quantum leap above our capability. They've got the capital, they've got some technology, they've got the ability to do things that I am concerned about that a little bit more than I have been when we competed against companies 50 years ago. That's a concern that we can talk about more in the future. When we come back after the break, though, I want you to give us a look. You're a trends guy. You're looking at where the trends are going, and I want you to talk to us a little bit about that. Including, I'm going to ask you about what you think about blockchain. As a trend and how that's going to affect small business. And we'll do that after the break. I need your website, Steve. You want to give us a website?
Just the New York Times, www.nytimes.com.
Pretty easy.
that's where you'll find me.
All right. Quick break. Right back with Steve Lohr. L-O-H-R is how you spell his last name.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.